Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth, here to tell you the truth each and every day from the dead center of the chicken ranch. God bless America. I'm the guy. Here are three things you need to know right now. They're big, too. Number one, woke CEOs freaking out because 80% of Americans agree with Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida when it comes to major corporations talking politics. Don't. Number two, a new audit finds that at least half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers are fake. That's right, just another con job from the left because half of his 81 million voters were fake, too. And number three, the two biggest signs of the failure of the Biden administration can be seen on the gas pumps today and the diesel pumps, of course, of America. And then the empty shelves in the nation's supermarkets, especially the absence of baby formula that come as a direct result of the administration shutting down a formula factory in Sturgis, Michigan, of course, and never doing a thing to fill the gap or correct the problem. But if they had been mind readers, God, if they had just been mind readers, like Joe Biden said, they'd have it all set. But now they're in panic mode. Parents rebelling against the socialists, rejecting all of their radical ideas, demanding accountability for massive failures at the border, on the economy, on baby formula, you name it, they want answers. And it's the latest reason that parents, whether they have small children or not, are fleeing from Democrats in record numbers and will push a red wave unlike anything you've ever seen before in this country. Without Donald Trump on the ballot and the Biden administration unable to get its act together, the quicksand of truth is gobbling up any hope the leftists had to keep control of Congress. It's going away fast. And then there is the other wedge issue the Democrats thought for sure would save them from destruction, abortion, most notably late-term abortion, aborting children up to 40 weeks of gestation. But that's not going to fly either. I mean, you really need to hear this stuff to really get a good appreciation for it. We're going to start with bite number six today because this is so bizarre. This is a pro-abortion witness on Capitol Hill. I'll probably play this a couple of times because it finally says the outrageous out loud. The crazy comes out of her mouth that men can have babies and abortions. Listen. Bite
what
six.
Do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Men can become pregnant and have abortions. No. They cannot. This kind of grotesque insanity is what they're teaching kids at all levels, from kindergarten to college. Play that again, please. Hit it again, Nathan.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, what do you do with that? You believe men can become pregnant? Let me be blunt. Graphic. You cannot impregnate somebody with a vagina, okay? Okay, kid, you can't do that. Penises are not ovaries or fallopian tubes or uteruses. These are the differences between male and female, men and women, okay? And I don't mean to be that blunt, but good golly, let's just get to it. Men cannot get pregnant. Men do not need abortions. Middle school boys do not need tampons in their bathroom, okay? Just wanted to make sure we're crystal clear on that. Jumping ahead, here's another pro-abortion activist. You thought that was crazy? Listen to this, bite 13. You have to hear this to really appreciate the depth of depravity for some when it comes to abortion. 13, go.
Do you believe in abortion after birth? Would you support that?
I believe in whatever the woman wants to choose to do, that's her choice.
At any point of the child's life?
At any point of the lady's life, that's her choice.
To kill another person's body?
It's going to always be her choice.
Even after the baby's born?
It's always her choice.
So if they're 2 years old?
It's always her choice.
I can kill my 2-year-old.
It's a woman's right to choose.
To kill their child at any point.
It's a woman's right to choose.
It's always the woman's choice. When the kid's two, it's always the woman's choice. At any time in her life, she can decide to terminate the child that she brought to this world. That's the kind of insanity we're faced with in the world today. Because there's no other way. That's insanity. Homicide of a child, or heck, I guess an adult at any time. Guy could be 35. Mom can go, you know what? Abortion day. There it is. Night-night, Jethro. That's it. It's over. I mean, really? Here's another radical abortionist. We're going to bite seven. Another radical abortionist refusing to answer straightforward questions about when abortion should no longer be allowed. When do you stop abortions, right? When do you stop that? This is a doctor on Capitol Hill testifying. It's long and instructive. Bite seven. Go.
Do you support the right of a woman who is just seconds away from birthing a healthy child to have an abortion?
I think that the question that you're asking does not realistically reflect abortion care.
In that scenario, would you support her right to abort that child?
I won't entertain theoreticals.
It's not a theoretical, ma'am. You're a medical doctor.
I am a medical doctor, and that has never happened.
Never happened in your practice, ma'am, but it happens. How about if a child is halfway out of the birth canal? Is an abortion permissible then?
Can you repeat your question?
If a child is halfway delivered out of the birth canal, is it permissible to have an abortion? Would you support the right for an abortion then?
I can't even fathom that ever.
I'm not asking you if you can fathom it. If it occurred, would you support that abortion or not? That's unrestricted abortion, right?
It's a question that I can't imagine. Just like you probably can't imagine what you would do if your daughter was raped. If it hasn't happened, it may be difficult for you.
You're not going to answer this question, but how about this one? How does one qualify as fully human? What makes a human being?
What makes a person a human being is them being born, number one. That's why we have birthdays.
Oh, so being born makes you human, but until then you're not human. Right. We had a woman on this program yesterday, you may recall, that had her baby boy when he was 23 weeks of gestation and just 2 pounds. Modern medicine, of course. Made sure he was just fine after a few weeks. He went home, and her problem now is that she can't find baby formula because of the failures of this administration. But those answers are just gut-wrenching and shocking, are they not? It's always the woman's choice, and men can have babies and have abortions. That's what you're dealing with. Wow. I'll be back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. thegrindscore.com.
In the 10.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day at SoaringEagleCasino.com. This Thursday ends a massively long stretch for the Tigers. They get the day off in between two series, Tampa, where they just finished, and now here in Cleveland for a three-game weekend series. It's been a challenging trek, where the Tigers have played 17 games in 15 days. This is part of a reason baseball is described as a grind. The baseball season began April 8th at home against Chicago, and it will end October 5th in Seattle. Through the six-month-long campaign, the Tigers have a scheduled 22 days off. Now, I don't tell you this to create an emotion of sorrow. These guys get paid a lot of money to play the game. But just a reminder of the challenges of the sport. It's hard to hit a ball. It's a battle to have your A game on the mound every night. And then there is the mental aspect of it all. It's a great game. Beautiful at its core, really. But it's really difficult.